Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus. And we give you a hearty welcome to the study of God's holy word as we continue our meditation in the Epistle of Paul, chapter 2, written to the Galatians. We will particularly read at this present moment the words of Paul as he writes in verse 15. Following the account of the personal contact the apostle speaks and reveals in relation to Peter, when Peter in the city of Antioch refused to fellowship in a meal with the Galatian believers. Now Peter had previously come to Antioch, and he had faithfully, in the liberty that the gospel had given to him, fellowshiped and dined with the believers within that city. But when certain Jewish brethren came from James out of the city of Jerusalem to visit Antioch, Peter withdrew his fellowship from those Christian Gentiles to the consternation of all. Now, it was not a matter, as we've already stated in the preceding message, it was not a matter of just having a meal, but it was rather the principle as to whether the liberty and the truth of the gospel should separate Gentile believers from Jewish believers within the church of God. Now Paul, as we go to verse 15, which we read, begins to reason with the Galatians concerning this problem. And he reminds even Peter by these words, "We who are Jews by nature, and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified." Now here is an important scripture that we must clearly note, that the emphasis which Paul gives in regard to the law and in regard to justification for a sinner. Now to be justified, the meaning of justification is this. It means to be cleared of all the charges of sin that are against me before the presence of a holy God. Now, is it possible for any person to be saved, to be justified, to be cleared of all their sins charged against them under the principle of the law? Now, it must be borne in mind that Paul is not confining his remark to the Jewish law even. But there is no law of any kind, no law of works, that can justify a sinner before God. If there ever was a law that could justify, it would have to be the law of God that was given by Moses. But Paul goes farther and insists in this verse that by the works of the law you cannot be justified. But as you note the end of that which we have read going down into verse 16, at the end of verse 16, Paul has stated very bluntly, very concisely, and completely, "For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified." Now, I am wondering if there are any friends listening to the message who have the opinion, by the deeds that they perform, the keeping of the law as they seek to do it, will justify them in the sight of God. Will you please take these words home to your heart, if such be the case? By the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. I can tell you upon the authority of these words, you will never be justified. you will never be cleared of your sins by the works you do and the obedience you seek to perform to even the holy law of God, the law of Moses. Now I want you to note in these verses of chapter 2 and verse 15 and 16 the contrary declaration, that the emphasis of justification upon its positive side is not by works, is not by the law, but note, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Three times is this principle repeated, by faith of Jesus Christ. We have believed in Jesus Christ. We are justified by the faith of Christ. And how we must recognize we are not justified by the law, but upon the ground and the only safe ground, the ground of faith. Let us carefully consider the conclusion of Paul's argument again. We repeat it without apology. At the close of verse 16, by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. For the law principle is opposed to justification instead of being the means of obtaining it. Now, my radio friends, I want to be very faithful to God and faithful to you. Are any of you really seeking salvation by works? By following a system of deeds to be done by the flesh? In other words, are you working to be accepted and forgiven by God on the basis of what you do? In order to merit God's forgiveness and to be accepted by Him, my friend, you will never obtain salvation on the ground of human merit. Now, note Paul goes on to argue further in verse 17. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? Now, this needs to be carefully understood what Paul means and what he's getting at here. Supposing he says, I am justified by Christ. It's the divine ground of justification in my salvation. And supposing I do that, I believe on the Lord Jesus, and then I go back to the law. And if I go back to the law, what does the law reveal to me? It reveals that I am a sinner. For by the law, wrote the Apostle John, is the knowledge of sin. So if I get to Christ, and then I go back from Christ to the law, following it, well, I'm making Christ the minister of sin. Can I ever do such a thing as that? Now let us think of this through, let us think this through in another way. The law never gives a sinner deliverance from his and her sins. Can I repeat that? Please realize it. The law can never give a sinner deliverance from his and her sins. There's only one person who can do that, and that is Christ. Then what do I do if I go back to the law? Our verse in the 17th tells us, for if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. Now, what this simply means is this. If I go to Christ in faith for my salvation and justification, and this is the truth of the gospel, I must. But then I leave that, and I go back to the law for my salvation. Now, what I'm actually doing, I'm saying, well, I made a mistake when I went to Christ. I made a mistake by being saved by faith in Jesus Christ. Did I? Well, if I go back to the law, that's what I imply. And if I am right now in going back to the law, then I must have been entirely wrong before when I went to Christ. Oh, my beloved, will you ask the question, who was it made me give up the law as a basis of justification? It was Christ. My beloved, when you and I come to the Lord Jesus Christ as a sinner, and by His Spirit are led to confess that we have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that the very law that God has given has condemned us, and worthy of eternal death we are. It is Christ, by His grace, bringing me to Himself to give up the law as a means of justification. So if I go back to the law, the gospel of Christ is the means of making people transgressors instead of justifying them. Oh, may I conclude the thought? The effect of enforcing the law was virtually to make Christ the minister of sin instead of the deliverer from it. Thank God this is not so. Christ is not the minister of sin. My radio friend, listen. Christ is the deliverer from sin. And what Christ has done for one who believes upon Him, He has justified them by grace through faith in His precious blood. And in relation to the law, what is the condition of the justified believer? Listen to verse 19. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. Let me read it again and make it clearer. For I by the law am dead to the law, for it was the law that revealed my sin. It was the law that was utterly powerless to save my soul. But by the law I learned the truth that I was dead in trespasses and in sins. And what did I do? I fled to Christ. And now in Christ I'm dead to the law, completely outside the reach of the law. I'm not alive to the law as a Christian. I'm free from the law that I might live unto God. I must not put myself as a Christian under the law, but remember I live unto God. And God grant, my sinner friend, you will find that your salvation and mine is founded upon the cross, not upon the law. And when you are saved, God counts you dead to the law, but alive to live for Himself. Shall we pray? Oh, Father, may the Holy Spirit illumine the hearts and minds of all the dear friends who need this message to convince them salvation is by grace through faith alone in the Lord Jesus for His name's sake. Amen.